As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today. I want to welcome you to the Engineer Your Success podcast. My name is Dr. James Bryant, and I am your host and guide to designing and living a life where you are winning at work and at home. I hope that you are having a great week. Last week, we talked about reviewing your progress during the first 3 months of the year and taking the steps to prepare for the second quarter. I received a few emails from listeners telling me what their goals were, and I wanted to spend some time going through my answers to the questions that I asked last week, as well as some of the plans that we have for this upcoming quarter. In terms of the professional goals, what did I achieve in that first quarter? One was being certified as a DISC personality type assessment consultant. Two, I attended the International John Maxwell Conference, which was a great conference for me. I got certified as a John Maxwell speaker, trainer, and executive coach back in 2020, and I've done many of the virtual engagements, but this is one of the first times where I actually went in person, and it was great to be around a group of people where we're all looking at personal development, all looking at growing individuals and growing companies to help them achieve their goals. It was a wonderful experience for me. Another of the accomplishments that I had is that I produced the first internal podcast for one of my corporate clients. We're working on that internal podcast to continue to boost employee culture, employee engagement. So that's really exciting to be working on that. And I've also continued, and even more so, to engage a marketing team for social media support, for rebuilding my website and the graphic design for things that I want in my learning library. And there's more, you'll be seeing more of that this year. What's still left unfinished? What are the things that I wanted to do that I wasn't able to accomplish, or I didn't get as far as I wanted? One was launching a video course. Another one is develop some new audio courses and to build out the corporate solutions part of my website to really highlight the things that I'm providing to corporations. From a personal perspective, is having a greater focus on my nutrition. I've been working out, but I have not really been applying as much discipline as I need for my nutrition. In terms of what skills have I developed over the past 3 months, and for me, it's the continued use of artificial intelligence and chatbots to support the development of Engineer Your Success products and services. So I've built a few chatbots where I've gone through, put the transcripts of all of the podcast episodes that I've done, and that now I'm able to pull from that to get product ideas, to get what are some of the questions that have been asked, what are some of the things that have been raised. And so it's a great resource for me to continue to tap into. How did I care for myself physically and mentally over that first quarter? Well, I continued to do my regimen of whole body cryotherapy, infrared light therapy, continued to work out at Orange Theory Fitness, as well as journaling and Bible devotionals and just time in silence and time in prayer. The other question that I asked, and I think these were ones that I asked in the email, is what relationships did I strengthen? One, I would say marriage. I'm just spending more time with my wife. We had a really good first quarter. Spending time with the children. We've also began to develop and branch out with some other married couples from our church and spending more time with them. In terms of being able to spend more time with the children, I may have mentioned this before. We've been doing these family kind of study sessions or study hall. So from the kids were struggling with their schoolwork for a little bit, and we started meeting with them a few times a week, 7 to 9. And it's become an activity where we're able to get together. We may not sit around the table to eat dinner together every night, but I know a few nights a week, we're going to be around there, being able to help them to work through whatever issues that they're facing school-wise and education-wise and just in life. And so Yeah, another question was, what brought me joy and fulfillment? Developing content, helping my clients apply curiosity to situations that they face, and also helping my clients focus in on what really matters the most to them. So, you know, last week, we also talked a little bit about planning for the second quarter. When I think about the professional goals that I want to tackle in this next quarter, one is grow my email subscriber list, whether that's through the podcast, social media, other partnerships, ways in which to drive the conversations. Another is to develop or enhance at least one new revenue stream. I mentioned the video course. I want to launch that video course. The name of the course is Vision to Victory: Transform Your Business and Life in Just 60 Days. And so you can be on the lookout for that. I want to develop some audio courses and build out the corporate solutions area of my website. Another thing that we're going to do, bring back the Success On-Ramp. So those are complimentary sessions that we previously held on a monthly or bi-monthly basis that was focused on topics like overcoming imposter syndrome, how to be a procrastination, and how to have crucial conversations. A few weeks ago, I was at a meeting, the Virginia Transportation Construction Alliance, as I was having a conversation with the state maintenance engineer, VDOT. A gentleman walked up to us, shook our hands and said, hi. And he said, hey, my name is Scott. I didn't recognize you at first, but I did recognize your name and your company because I attended one of your on-ramp sessions. Mind you, I haven't done an on-ramp session probably in about 8 months. So that was one clue that we may need to start doing these again. But then I'm going through this process of collecting testimonials from my existing clients. And so one of my clients, as they were going through their story, talked about their journey towards using our services. And guess what? One of the pieces that led them to engage in coaching and consulting was that he intended an Engineer Your Success on-ramp. So the plan is to schedule the next on-ramp session for some time in May. I'll update the topic and the time of day in the next few weeks. Now, for today, I want to focus a little bit of time on this. So there are a few topics that I am constantly working on with my clients. One would be time management, approaching issues or challenges in life from a position of curiosity. So this week, I want to start a little bit about time management. I think we're going to likely be discussing this over the next few episodes. But there's a quote that I like that says something to the effect that people don't manage time. We don't manage time, but really manage our priorities. So we invest our time into those things that are important to us. You might say, well, James, I really don't agree. And you just don't understand. My intention is to, hey, you can fill in the blank, do a better job of planning for staff meetings, being present with my team, being present with my family, work on more strategic issues. The interesting thing is that we can understand our intent, but we judge other people by their actions. Our intent is to spend more time on strategic issues. Our intent is to do a better job of planning for those types of meetings. But when it doesn't happen, we're okay with the excuses or the reasons why that didn't happen. So the most important resource that you have is your time. And so when you think about that, how are you managing your time? How are you investing your time so that you can win at work and so that you can win at home? So let's think about this through the lens of the Engineer's Blueprint for Success. For those of you that are not familiar with that, the Engineer's Blueprint for Success is our four-step process for helping you design and live a life where you are winning at work and at home. But I want to use a quick kind of fictional story or scenario to think through how we would apply the Engineer's Blueprint in terms of priorities and time management. So we're going to talk about Sam. So Sam is known around the office as a star consultant. He's always delivered exceptional work. He's a top-notch problem solver, and he has great work ethic, and it's led him to being assigned some of the toughest projects, right? So he prides himself on exceeding expectations, even if it means working long hours, working on the weekend. He makes sure that he gets it done. So for a while, and many of you may be able to resonate with this, for a while that works, right? You're energized and you're thriving under pressure and you're like, yes, this is who I am. But after this happens continuously, right? You have these complex projects, you have these tight deadlines. What do you think is going to start to happen? You are going to start feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. So in this case, you find yourself working later each night, just barely keeping up. You continue to perform, but you have that sinking feeling that everything is hanging on by a thread. If that's you, you feel the constant pressure to produce at a high level, but your workload is continuing to increase. And we can talk about work-life balance, but you may need workload balance, being able to balance that workload so that you can continue to not just survive, but that you can thrive. Listen, this is a fictional story, but this sounds like many of the clients that I've helped over the past few years. High performer, increased workload. Everything is managing well until it is not. So let's think about how we could apply the Engineer's Blueprint to this situation. So the Engineer's Blueprint provides a structured way for, in this case, Sam, to take control of his schedule and align it with his priorities. So here's how I would suggest and how I've gone through this with other clients. So the first step is focus on what matters most. Now that Sam is feeling overwhelmed, he needs to reconnect with his core priorities. So delivering excellent work and maintaining his health and avoiding burnout should be top of mind. So in this first step, we may go through clarifying your values, clarifying what is really what really matters to you, what does Sam really want. But once you have an ideal of what matters most, then we move to step two. It's like, okay, here are the things that matter to you, Sam. Now, what I want you to do is envision what success looks like. What does life look like, both in terms of your workload, your lifestyle, when you're able to address those issues, so that Sam can see himself still driving towards great outcomes, but with a sustainable schedule. Step number three is build your plan. So now that we've mapped out what matters most to Sam, he's been able to see what does life look like when those gaps are filled. Now we're going to actually build the plan to fill those gaps, whether it's looking at different time management techniques or productivity techniques so he can put boundaries around when he's going to work and when he's going to be refreshed. That's where we would actually go through and begin to design a specific plan to address the needs and the gaps that Sam has identified. And step number four is executing a plan. So consistent execution and support needed there. That's where you need to stick to your schedule. You need to make sure that you're communicating your boundaries clearly. And what we do as part of the blueprint is make sure that we're providing that support that you need to continue to do that. So in summary, the Engineer's Blueprint equips Sam with a system to take back control in a proactive way. So instead of a reactive existence, he can now engineer habits and routines that align with his professional and his personal priorities. If you're interested in getting your copy of the Engineer's Blueprint, what I want you to do is send me an email, james@engineeryoursuccessnow.com. And just put blueprint in the subject line and we'll send you a copy of the blueprint. The other thing that you can do, you can sign up just to be a member of the email list to get regular emails. And then we'll make sure that you get a copy of the blueprint and some of the other resources that we're in the process of developing. So next week, we're going to continue this focus on time management and productivity. And the episode is going to be titled Efficiency by Design: How to Manage Your Time So That You Can Win at Work and at Home. Listen, there is a link to an audio survey. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions for future topics, click that link. You can leave your comments and suggestions there. And I am going to end this podcast episode like I end every podcast episode of the Engineer Your Success podcast. And that's this: many people know what to do, fewer people know how to do it. And there's a select group of people that actually follow through, do it, and are achieving the life of their dreams. I want you to be part of that select few. Be great this week. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.